The Rangers trying to snap a two-game skid and get back over 500, taking on the Mariners, and Monday marks the 16th anniversary of 9/11. We pick up the game in the first inning, scoreless, Nomar Mazara with two men on facing Ariel Miranda.
This ball hit well, out to right center field, and it is up off the fence. Two is in. Andrews right behind him, and Nomar Mazara does what he has done all year. His 92nd and 93rd RBI of the season. Rangers lead it 2-0.
And here's the pitch. Chua swinging, a high drive, well hit to left center. Heredia on the run in the alley, still going. It's beyond his reach. It's off the wall. Around third is Rua. He's heading home. DeShields runs through a stop sign. He's heading home. The third of the plate, he's safe. The Rangers score two on a double by Chua. And it's 4-1 Texas.
He swings here and hits one high and deep out into left field. Gamble going back. He's turning to look up. This one is gone. Delino DeShields, who is self-described as having little man pop, pops his fifth home run of the season, a solo shot to give the Rangers a 5-3 lead.
Another strikeout. Back-to-back K's here in the sixth inning.
I threw Seager a couple of curveballs to get ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Then he threw some cut fastballs. Couldn't get him to swing at a couple of them, slightly out of the strike zone. And then he puts him away with a good fastball in the outside corner. Threw it by him.
1-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Curveball in the dirt, so around a single by Valencia, Cole Hamels has struck out the side.
The Rangers snap a two-game skid as they take it 5-3, getting back to a game over 500. Cole Hamels' 10th win, allowing three runs in six innings, striking out seven. The Texas bullpen goes three scoreless frames, capped by Alex Claudio getting his eighth save. Delino DeShields finishes with two hits and two runs scored. The Rangers snap a two-game skid. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after.
That's a big plus for us. Look, for him to, we talked about our guy being able to manage through a game, keep us in the game, minimize the damage, which he was able to do. Thought he made some big adjustments to get the curveball in play tonight, but huge plus for us for him to go out there and do that and give us an opportunity.
Formula-wise, is this as good of like a formula for an all-around game, the way you kind of want to see your team play is – far as the starting pitching, the bullpen, offense, defense?
Absolutely. Made some tremendous plays on defense. Middlebrooks there late. Outfield play was nice tonight. All around solid defense. But the starter, absolutely being able to give us some range, get us to a point with a lead in the game to turn it over to some guys. It was nice to see Bush back out there tonight. Able to pitch the inning and get the three outs that we needed. And then Diekman and Claudio with the 1-2-3 inning there. So, but for our offense, it's about what we have to do to be able to get runners on base, solid base running, get some guys in motion, take extra bases, and then, a little bit of power there. I just didn't know it was going to come from DeShields tonight.
So when you talk about high leverage situations for a reliever, where does that eighth inning rank as high leverage when you got to face the middle of the Mariners order there for Diekman?
Yeah, that's about as high as it gets, really, in this league, especially that set of hitters. For him to, and there are some that are very comparable in this league. Anytime you have to move through the middle of a lineup in Major League Baseball, it's about as high as it gets. Two-run lead, a slim margin for him, and, two base runners. Listen, it was a situation where he had to make some pitches, and he did. I mean, the pitch to Valencia was extremely close. However, he was able to get back in the count with the next hitter and get him out. It was a solid play. So just all-around solid inning for him, in my opinion. A guy that's still working his way back, but looks as good and fresh as he's been at any point last year or this year.
Delino DeShields with two hits and two runs scored, including his fifth homer of the season. He talked to the media after the game.
I think we're just a bunch of resilient guys. We've been playing for each other. I know we've had kind of an up and down year, but that's not how you start, it's how you finish. So we're just trying to, find ways to win games and just kind of do the little things. And the beautiful thing about our team, it could be anybody a certain night, but tonight was a good team win. Cole gave us a couple zeros after he gave up three runs, and he gave us a shot to build on that. And, our bullpen came in, did what they were supposed to do. It was a good team win.
I know you take a lot of pride in being ready when you're called upon and having a good attitude regardless of the situation. Has this season taught you that more than anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year I came in and, I always prepare myself every day, but I think I might have taken it for granted a little bit. So this year coming in, I wanted to, I knew the situation. I had to win a spot. And I did that. And, early in the season, I may have been a little discouraged. I want to be in there every day with the guys, but I understood my role. And, I had to do the things necessary for me to where when my name's called that I'll be ready to help the team win. So, I took that to heart, and now that I kind of figured that out, it's one of those things that's not going to go away.
Cole Hamels picks up his 10th win of the year, allowing three runs in six innings, striking out seven.
Just really, trying to focus on, releasing the ball out in front. I think that's kind of sometimes been, the difficult part for me the past couple games where, I've been cutting the ball off. My arm hasn't caught up to, my stride. Therefore, everything's just kind of been exposed and everything's been pushed, and that's kind of what the video was really telling me this past week when we were watching it. Just really trying to make sure that all my pitches were released at the same point and they were all ahead of, my body, my head, just because that gave me a better shot at least getting the late movement, getting the, just getting a lot more of pitches down in the zone. Therefore, when they do put the ball in play, I was going to get a little bit more grounders and obviously get a lot more swing and misses. And I think that's kind of what it is. But, that lineup is very dangerous. So, one mistake and obviously they put it out of the ballpark. You have to stay very you have to be very smart. You have to kind of stay with it and hang with it. And I think that's just kind of what we're able to do. Just being able to get the couple runs early. That was huge, because then it definitely allows, for a little bit of breathing room. Just to see if, I was able to obviously do what I could do. But, it was good. Just a good be able to see, Delino with the insurance run and some great defense, too.
The series continues on Tuesday. Miguel Gonzalez on the hill.